off, I did. Church, can we give another applause to the choir and all that they did? They're coming down in a moment. Brother Jeff, if you don't mind, I would like to be seen. I'd like to see you all, so prepare your eyes. You are about to see the light. Thank you, choir, for that program. If you would give me just a few moments, I am aware of the time as well this evening. But as we, obviously the theme of tonight was light. How appropriate it is to think of light at Christmas time. If you're like me, I love all the Christmas lights. Our family on Christmas Eve, we go around to see all the lights that we can. I think even this week we're going to go to the St. Albans light. I got to go with the seniors to that Go Mart ballpark and see all those lights. That was a lot of fun. I felt a little young, but it was a lot of fun. We love the lights. But you know, on Sunday evenings so lately, we have looked at this Christmas season at some difficulties in the Christmas time. We've looked at depression. We looked at being discontented. And wouldn't you know it, this is by mere happenstance. I wanted to speak for just a moment on darkness, a third D. Well, this one, as we consider darkness, we consider it in light or in response to the light of Christ. Often at this time of year, people have a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. Where am I going? What am I doing? What's next? What's coming around the corner? We say, what resolution should I make? Should I lose a little weight? Should I be more committed to church? Should I do better at this or that? And we just are confused and we're searching for answers. How many, even at the time of Christmas, is there hearing stories of Jesus Christ like tonight and wondering, is there something else out there? Is there something else I should be doing, another purpose? And tonight, I want to share with you, as the choir so wonderfully did in the few moments we have left, the choir so wonderfully shared about the light of Christ and what the Bible has shared about him. Often we see an image of light in reference to God, whether it was when Paul was walking down the Damascus Road, he's persecuting Christians and a light shines on him. It literally blinds him. It's the light of Christ. Or whether it's God and speaking in a burning bush or God a pillar of fire by night that would lead the Israelites. Or Jesus saying, I am the way that... Oh, that's the wrong verse. What Jesus would declare that he is the light. We see this theme. But today, as a well-known Christmas story, I want to read out of Matthew chapter 2 and just make some quick points and we'll be finished. And in Matthew chapter 2, we see a well-known story of a light. That star in the sky, there's even a movie called, I think it was called The Star. They have movies all about this star in the sky. Kids know about it. They've heard about it. But listen to some of these words as we go through. It begins in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. It says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. So this is after Jesus Christ has been born. And here are these wise men. They are coming to see the king of the Jews, to see Jesus. We don't know who these wise men are. We don't know if they actually were kings or just wise men. We don't know their identity. We just know that they came from the east and they traveled west to Jerusalem. East of Jerusalem in those days was an area called Persia, an area most likely related to Babylon, and perhaps you've heard of Babylon. Some translations identify these men as magi, probably referring to a Persian priestly role that they served, a type of people who paid particular attention to the stars. meaning they followed astrology. And so they saw this star, and it was a new star. It was something they had never seen. We don't have time today to go in, what could this star have been? But they noticed this star in the sky, and they began to follow it. I don't believe this star that they saw and followed was anything that we have ever seen today. Some time back, there was even some aligning of planets and stuff, and people said, hey, we might see that Jerusalem star. I'm here to tell you, I don't believe that we ever saw that star again. It was a one-time occurrence. Something miraculous that brought them to Jerusalem. Even a little later in verse 10 and 11, we'll see that this same star actually goes over to the house where Jesus is. I've never seen a star that leads you to a house, at least not a real star. I believe this was a miracle. Just like the birth of Jesus, a baby born who is both God and man, a baby born of a virgin birth. And so here are these men, they are following this star, they are following a light. But as they were following the light, I believe they are following it because of a specific reason. And we're going to see in a moment, as these wise men, what is it that they are following? I believe they are following Scripture. They are following the Word of God. It's believed, perhaps, I'm one who believes this, that they probably heard about this star that would come one day. They heard about the Messiah from a man named Daniel in Babylon. They had probably heard about it, and they probably came from that area and passed it down from generation to generation. As much time has passed, maybe 483 years, and here they are coming now, and they didn't just follow a star because it was unusual. They followed this star because they had heard something about it. They followed it because they had come to worship the one who was born King of the Jews. The wise men entered Jerusalem, and they were asking that question as we looked at in verse 2. It says, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, have come to worship him. And clearly, they knew something about what this star meant. They had some idea. And so what do? They go to the king. They go to Herod in Jerusalem. In verse 3, it says, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why were they troubled? Put it this way, when the king's not happy, ain't nobody happy. They would tell us that. We went to Africa one summer, and they had told us before we went. They said that if the politicians aren't happy, watch out. Be careful. That's the same way. If King Herod's not happy, uh-oh, you better be worried. This isn't good. Why? Well, everybody's nervous, and they should understand that if Herod would say, hey, look, there is another person, another king, maybe somebody else who should be worshipped, uh-oh, this is going to make Herod mad. So Herod is troubled. They're troubled. But we get to verse number 4, and it says, in assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. But what happens here is, as Herod's wondering, and these wise men are asking the questions, and they go to the ones who would know the answer, and they go to the Scriptures. A prophecy that was found in the book of Micah. Obviously, these wise men didn't have all of Scripture to that point. They didn't know the Hebrew Scripture. They knew what they had been taught, what they had heard perhaps from Daniel. And he had wrote in a time long before Micah. And so they came to Jerusalem. If they had read Micah, they would have gone to Bethlehem. But they came to Jerusalem, and they were looking. They were trying to understand. They did something that King Herod hadn't done. They were going to Scripture. And verse 7 and 9 says, and Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. what we find out here is they listened to the king and they went their way. They were still determined. They said, we have gone to Scripture. We have followed the star. Now we want to see this king. We want to see the Messiah. And you see, these wise men, they are following the light. Once again, they're following this and they're saying, we want to see him. And they're following after the light, not only of a star, but the light of Scriptures. And they go to Bethlehem to find the one they were looking for. And it tells us at the end of verse 9 through verse 12, it says, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now there's a whole sermon in there about how they gave so much, how they worshipped Christ. But the main thing I want to point out tonight, as we heard in song, is they knew by the light that they were coming to see the Messiah. They looked in Scriptures for the answers they were seeking. And when they found him, they bowed down and worshiped him. Here's the question that is for us this evening. What about you? How have you responded to the light of Jesus Christ? And tonight you have heard in song, you have heard in narration that the Scripture portrays that he is the light of the world. We would see elsewhere in Scripture that tells us about somebody who they're looking for a treasure, and when they're looking for a treasure, they would light a candle to look for it. We see also in Scripture it talks about a follower of God. They should be a light, like a city on a hill that cannot be hid, like that lighthouse that is shining forth. But what about you? What is your response this Christmas to the message of the light of the world? Do you have questions about what you are to do? Questions about your purpose in life? Questions about what will happen to me when I die? Questions, even Christian, where am I to go? I want you to know there are answers, just like the wise men found in Scripture, there are answers for you here. In this Bible, you find Jesus Christ. In this Bible, you find the purpose for living. In this Bible, you find how to live, what to do, what is the will of God. But more importantly today, if you don't know Christ as Savior, you haven't received forgiveness of sin, I want you to know this book points to a Savior. It points to a child who was born in Bethlehem, who would grow up to die on the cross for the sins of this world. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In fact, this is the only way to life. Jesus would say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He would also say in Scripture, we'd find in Psalms, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Friend here today, I exhort you to follow the light. Follow after Christ. Oh yes, we're celebrating a son who came a baby, but he didn't stay a baby. He grew up and he died on the cross for you and for me. And he is the light that we need. If you are searching for answers, if you're searching for meaning in life and purpose, if you don't know where to go and what to look at next, I tell you, get to one place. It's right here in the Bible. Read through the New Testament. Read through Matthew. Read through Luke, read through John. And there are many here who would love to help you. Many in that choir, I trust them. I know they know the Scriptures and would love to point you to the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Let's pray tonight. Lord, we thank you that Jesus Christ has come into this dark and dying world to be the light of the world, to show us our need for salvation, to show us that our hearts were dark with sin. But Lord, through Jesus Christ and Him on the cross, we can have forgiveness of sin. Our sins can be washed away to be white as snow. Lord, we can experience Your glory, Your majesty, Your holiness. And one day, Lord, as was sung in the song, there will be no need for sun or moon because we'll always be in the lights. We'll always be with You, Lord. So thank You for Jesus. For those who may be searching, Lord, may they come tonight and say, I want to know. I want to meet Jesus. I want to see. For those of us, Lord, who may be struggling this year, may we turn to Your word for answers and direction, for hope. Lord, while we may be struggling with dark times and difficult days, may we come to You in Your word and find direction to find light. For in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Jeff's going to lead us in one more hymn from our hymnal, and then after I'll close us in prayer, and we'll say thank you, encourage you to say thank you to our choir. Although I think, Jeff, you had something.